Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey guys, thank you for downloading today's podcast. Usually we do a bit of pre-chat. We might be a bit quicker today because you've got to get to the airport today.
Yeah, I got photos apparently first. I got a photo shoot or something.
Passport.
Do you remember the last time I got, I was doing Melbourne Cup and I had my hair and makeup done, yes. So I got the photo. I look like, no, this is my driver's license. I look like I'm charted up for that. Like I am, I've got so much eyeliner on.
Did they question it? Did they?
No, but I went.
It was cup day. They were like,
it was cup day, yeah. So I went there dressed up, took off my fascinator for the photo, but it just looks,
Because you're allowed to smile in those photos, are you?
No, but you are in different countries. I don't know why Australia, why is there no smile thing?
Well, it's like a mugshot, I guess. Are you allowed to smile in them?
I think you are. That's just, it would probably be frowned upon.
Mm.
You just committed a crime. Jeez. But in other countries, you're allowed to smile. I don't know why. We'll look into that.
Maybe in case you lose all your teeth and then you don't look like the same person. You know?
It's possible.
But what about if you're always smiling when you go into a club?
Well,
and they can't recognise you frowning.
Yeah.
Frown, please. I don't.
All right, let's get into it. Here's today's podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oh, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he's Abby's man who's always sporting a tan. We're glad that he's here because now he can hear.
Good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty Too Hottie for Tradie Chat Tuesday. Sorry if I'm yelling, Scotty.
Oh, no, he still can't hear. One ear is packaged up. He had ear surgery, surfer's ear, to get rid of the bone.
Hello, people. I'm all a bit down at the moment.
Oh,
what's? I've never heard you so low, buddy.
I know. What's going on?
I'm going to do family photos.
Oh.
You're such a...
My ears.
Don't put on that voice. He's never been depressed in his life.
Scotty hasn't.
I've tried. Trust me.
My thoughts and prayers are with you, my friend, at this time.
Yeah, you know the deal, don't you?
Yeah. You're going to wear a jumper over your shoulder. Not on, but just over your shoulder with the sleeves
tied. So we have to do photos for like a magazine shoot thing that in the Courier Mail. Mm. And they were like, oh, do you want to do it? And I said, no, but then we get to keep the family photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes, that's fine. We didn't realize it's 90 minutes. Scott thinks it's ridiculous. You can get everything taken in a couple of minutes. Why do guys not like family photos? Because once I became a mum, I was like,
I don't even like a photo at all.
No,
you don't, do you? You don't like any photos.
And girls love photos.
Yeah, because I like to look back and reminisce. It's like you get to live that moment twice. And when I look back at the kids' photos and remember how cute they are. Do you like photos, Siobhan? Of like if it's a special moment?
No. I love photos. And I look at them all the time. I was looking at photos of us like as kids over the weekend.
Yeah.
She's
pregnant.
She's eating.
As I was saying it, I was like, stop saying this on air.
You're always eating, aren't you?
And I'm always eating.
She's a pregnant, man. Back off. You should get some photos of pregnancy.
So, Scotty, you have to do a 90-minute photo shoot today in order to get one photo that'll go on a piece of canvas and hang in the house.
And I'll leave downstairs in an office room that won't get hung up.
He's got 40 photos he needs to hang up downstairs. I wanted to do like a photo wall, but he hasn't painted the wall yet.
That painting wall's taking a long time. You got a prep wall, there's dings in it.
What I feel it is with family photos.
I've got to change your clothes as well, too.
No, it's an outfit change.
How silly is that?
What? Oh, you have to do two. The kids have to do two outfits as well.
It's 90 minutes. You might as well use the whole time.
What are the two themes?
I've said that before.
What are the two themes?
No.
Are you doing like an all white one?
No, it'll be a shirt and a casual T-shirt.
A sporty and a dining one. I think I'm
going to
wear a suit.
Don't do that.
Maybe I should wear my
Safari suit.
It's not a dress up.
Because there's a difference, isn't it, Scotty? Because I was saying this before. You could be mates with someone for 20 years and you guys would never have a photo together. It's just not what we do.
Ah, you're right, Stav. Yeah, that's true. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, the only photo Scotty has...
You still remember him.
You remember
with his mates is when he's passed out and they've taken a photo with him.
Mm.
That's the only ones. Or for his wedding photos.
Yeah.
Imagine if guys all started getting together and saying we're having a mates photo shoot.
You guys should do it.
All, you just get all your mates together one Saturday morning. All prop dressed, beers. All dressed
prop
up.
Not real beers, no. Prop beers. Yeah.
And you just, you're out in a field.
Yep.
You're out in a field, like yep. All smiling and kicking the footy and stuff. They're all professional photos.
I like
you,
it.
Could you imagine it? Whoever said that, it'd be like, get him.
Yeah, yeah. Bash him.
Yeah.
So if I organise a photo shoot for you guys, would you do it? Because I think photos are the perfect Mother's Day gift. It is so naff, I get it, and it's so cliche, but you just want that moment to be able to remember everyone and pass on to future generations that don't really care about them.
I guess you're right. Kat and Esther would love a photo of us three boys up on their wall.
With our jumpers.
That's the thing. Because family photos are always hung up, but if we did that, if we did like a lads shoot, would that be allowed to hang up in the house?
Yep, I'll put it in. I'll put it on the photo wall if he paints.
Yeah, right there.
Jesus. I'll put it first up.
Yeah, first up to get stepped on when it goes downstairs.
No. Well, if you guys are organising what you're wearing, you have two different change of outfits.
Yeah.
Why don't you get your sports outfit? Like, all in your, like...
All right, tennis racket.
Best of luck, Scotty. Thoughts and prayers, all that sort of stuff. It'll be great to have a photo hanging on the wall where you're all smiling, knowing that you were fighting 10 seconds before they took it. That's what a family photo is all about.
That's a family photo, but that's true.
Yeah, so wash your hair if you can.
I can't, my ear.
Oh, yeah. Can you not put your head underwater after your ear surgery?
No.
I'm into all the trouble in the first place,
So I'll just wash it in the sink when I get home and you can bend back.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty hot that time, honey. You washed my hair in the sink. Remember that?
What do you think he kept looking at?
Your beautiful eyes.
Yeah, your beautiful eyes.
Good on you, buddy. Looking forward to seeing these photos.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Your host for tonight, Adam Hills.
Hey, it's back on Spicks and Specs. It returns Sunday at 7:40 ABC. And, of course, catch up on ABC iView. The host, Adam Hills, is on. Good morning, Adam.
Morning.
We're saying Spicks and Specs returns, obviously, at 7:40. What's the 7:40? Is it just to pass over to the next ratings thing? Like, it's ABC, you don't have to run ads. What is it?
I honestly don't know. I think I thought it was because the news went for 40 minutes, but... I have absolutely no idea. I mean, it's a 45-minute show, so maybe that means that it finishes closer to 8:30.
I love the ABC.
Here's my theory, Adam, is that they make television still as if there could be ad breaks in it, but because there's no ad breaks on ABC, it gets all funky.
I mean, look, the ABC is a law unto itself.
Yes, it is.
And we just go with it.
Yes. I never forget when I was working at the ABC, I always say that people got excited about Lentil Day and I thought it was a joke. So I went to the cafeteria on Wednesday and I was like, bugger me, it actually is Lentil Day.
Lentil Day.
I loved it.
Do you still have Lentil Day, Adam?
No, I wasn't. Having said that, we were only... You know, we made Spicks and Specs over a 3-week period, so I'm not sure what day Lentil Day falls on.
So good to have it back, though. Yes. It's such an Australian favourite, and it's just such a fun, you know, in this day and age, it's good to just watch a show that's just happy and fun, and you can play along, too.
Yeah, the way this series came about was ridiculous. We've been making specials for the last few years, and the ABC were trying to find a time last year where we were all, available. And when the Paralympics were cancelled, which meant I couldn't go to Tokyo to cover them for Channel 4, I had a massive hole in my diary. So we all went, well, do you know what? The world probably needs a little bit of Spicks and Specs like that right now. Just some people just sitting around having a bit of a laugh about music. So it kind of felt like it was the right time to make it.
To me, it always feels like it's been on TV because I used to watch the reruns. Because it used to be after children's TV, which always used to make me laugh, Adam, because my kids loved the show. And the reason they got into it is because it used to finish Well, it used to be Hoot Hoot.
Oh, yeah.
It used to say goodbye to everyone. And then the theme song would come in and we'd just start sitting there. So it feels like it's still been on TV for so long.
Well, yeah, because my kids did the same. My kids would realise that when Giggle and Hoot finished, it was time to go to bed.
Mm.
But if they then said, oh, can we watch Daddy on TV for a little bit? It was pretty hard to say no to that.
You made an interesting list too. Was it the Washington Post who put you in a list of people who had been offended by Prince Philip?
Because he said some crazy things.
I wasn't offended, to be fair. I had performed at the Royal Variety Performance in Blackpool, I think it was about 2009, the royals on hand that day were the Queen and Prince Philip.
Wow.
And the Queen, I did some stand-up comedy about my leg, about having a prosthetic leg. The Queen was lovely, and I had mentioned that I was flying back to Australia the next day, and Prince Philip just walked up to me and said, "You fly home tomorrow, do you?" Bear in mind, you've just met the Queen, which is a very weird experience.
Yep.
And he said, "Well, you could smuggle something out of the country in that leg of yours." "Put a bottle of gin down there, eh?" And I mean, yes, I could have been offended, but the truth is, I've just met the Queen. It's a very strange experience. Mm. I've got Lady Gaga standing to the right and standing to the left. Mm. You know, I appreciated a joke from Prince Philip at that point.
Yeah. Do they have to run through the jokes before you do the stand-up routine? Because that's always one of my favourite events, is seeing it. But do they say, "Look, can you do it in front of us first?"
Oh, absolutely. And here's the weird thing. Normally when you do a show like that, they might ask for a script, but they certainly won't make you rehearse your whole set.
Yeah.
But that particular one, I had to go on stage at like 4 in the afternoon and do my entire routine, and the only people in the audience were the other act.
Oh, God, Adam.
And it was weird.
Yeah.
You've got, I mean, Whoopi Goldberg was there. I didn't know she was sitting in the crowd when I was doing my act to absolutely no one. But she was lovely, because I guess being another comedian, she came up afterwards and said that was great, and we've kind of become really good friends because of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a weird experience to be in a 5,000-seat theatre doing your acts to about 30 people.
It's a horrible experience. When I did the Raw Comedy Final in Melbourne, and I don't know why they do this, especially to young comedians, you have to do that. You have to rehearse it in front of in the town hall to nobody. And you don't get anything back, and it just took all the confidence out of my material. I'm like, this stuff sucks. It's terrible. It's not getting any laughs. And then you've got to do it again in front of 5,000 people.
You did still win a case of Bacardi Breezes, though.
No, that was for the Han Isard new comedy.
That was the other comedy. Which now is ironic, because Bacardi Breezes have come full circle back in fashion again.
Yeah, that was a good time.
When Prince Philip made that joke, Does the Queen give him a look? Does she give him side eye, or is she just look deadpan, straight ahead, like nothing happened?
Well, no, the thing is, she has moved on to the next
person at that stage.
So he kind of, I think that's why he ends up making bad jokes, because the next person was Bette Midler, and the Queen loves Bette Midler, so she spent ages talking to her. So, of course, Prince Philip is stuck with me. I'm sure that's why he says so many inappropriate things, because he's looking at his wife going, "Oh, God, she's still talking. I've got to come up with something." And then just something inappropriate comes out.
Yeah, and I guess he can always, if the Queen has had a crack at him when they got home, because she's busy with someone else, he can always be like, "Oh, no, I did not really say that." You know, like it's
obviously a journalist reporting them all.
Yeah.
Mm.
The best was, I think a couple of weeks before I met him, he and the Queen had been presented to a whole bunch of army veterans, one of whom had lost his eyesight defusing a bomb.
Mm.
And this guy was wearing the bright regimental tie. I think it was like bright green, bright yellow, bright orange stripes all across it. And the Queen said to him, "How much eyesight do you have?" And Prince Philip said, "Not much by the look of that tie."
You gotta love him, right?
Oh, my God.
He just didn't care, did he?
He didn't care.
He was the people's prince.
He's sleeping with his cousin. Yeah. He doesn't care.
Hey, mate, great to talk to you this morning. Spicks and Specs, it's back Sunday, 7:40 on ABC and ABC iView. Adam Hills, a pleasure, mate.
I'll speak to you again on World Lentil Day.
Yes. We'll get you back for that.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Had a big weekend just hanging out with, I just looked like some sort of fan that just followed them along everywhere, for the Brisbane Lions women's team, because they won the grand final. So it was a big weekend for them on Friday night getting the best and fairest.
Mm-hmm.
And well done to Ali Anderson, who won that. And then they had to back it up the next day, which, a round of applause for the ladies, because they went out after the best and fairest.
Of course.
And celebrate. Of course.
Of course, like, you wouldn't.
And then on Saturday, they had the Keys to the City presentation, and then they had to go on a City Cat. And I don't know.
Who planned that, though? Who's the person?
That's bad form. Well, the mayor did, because they wanted to give the keys to the city.
Yeah, but couldn't they have said, the girls will be Hung Dog Millionaire on Saturday. Let's do it Sunday.
Well, no, there's only certain times that they can do it, and it's a week-long celebration. They had Mad Monday, remember? Like, it's non-stop for them when you've got, like, a win. But I was like, I'm not very good on the water. So I don't know how they went after. I didn't stay for the high tea.
Oh.
But I had to and you know that I get nervous with names because I listen to the games and hear the commentators, and sometimes they use nicknames, but I'm like, for the keys of the city, you've got to say their full name because it's an official event.
And there's some pickly ones in there.
There is as well. So I was practicing all the names to get them right. But then that morning I'd got like the script for it of the running sheet and everything, and I had to print it out. There is a flaw with this because I went to go and print it on my printer at home, and it's unusual for me because I print everything here. But I was running late, had to do like my hair, so I was like, I'll just print it out at home, get it done. Bloody magenta had run out.
Always magenta.
Why can you not? My black and white was fine, and I'm Googling trying to work out how you cannot get around it, but the printer wouldn't print because magenta. And I was like, I don't want magenta. I just want the black and white.
Yeah.
Having this full fight with it, and so I'm starting to get panicked.
Because some of the colour ones weren't working.
It wouldn't do the black and white ones.
Black and white. Why did that happen?
I don't know.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It is a design flaw.
So I'm at this point getting a little bit sweaty. My hair is still wet. I haven't done it. And I was like, I need to print it out because I'm going to rock up. How am I going to do it? I've only got it on my phone and that's too little. And I was like, ugh. So I emailed it to my son's iPad, right?
Yep.
And I was like, I'll just take his iPad.
How did that negotiation go, prying that bad boy out of his hands?
He wasn't home. And I was like, of course, I didn't have it all printed, like, you know, all charged up, because I was like, you charge your own iPad up.
Oh, so you've got 8% to get through this thing. Low power mode, low power mode. Airplane mode.
So I got there, right? And I have to say, I'm going to take everything on an iPad now.
Oh, yeah?
Because I got there. People ran up to me and said, so sorry, there's a few MPs that have rocked up. We just need you to use your official title. And I went, can't, I've got an iPad. And they're like, what? And I was like, I can't edit now. Like, you can't edit. I was like, no, I'm so sorry, I can't. So it's just anything that you sent through this morning is on the iPad. And they looked at me like, you bloody amateur. Uh-huh. Can you not write on a piece of paper? I was like, just the iPad.
iPad.
So I said,
so what if Adrian Schrinner falls ill with diarrhea and someone else comes along and you're just going to say, and now here's Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner, and Trent walks up?
Well,
so
I said to them, I said, can the mayor do that? And you want us to add it to the thing? And I went, he does such a good job. So I gave the notes to him.
Perfect.
To read out.
This is great.
And I just did it with my iPad. I mean, I'm never going to be invited back again, but it's so good.
Why can't you edit? I thought you could get...
No, because it was a Word document that they had sent, and I had just saved it on there. That was it. I had no editing facilities on my son's iPad.
You sent it as a photo thing.
Yeah, to it, and I just went through, and that was it. It was so bad. How's this, though? After practicing all the names, right?
Yeah.
Practicing all the names, and some of the names, like Farquharson, which is a beautiful name, but I practiced it.
Even her first name. Right.
I so think, and I was like, and Postlethwaite, I got that correct.
Oh yeah, Postlethwaite, yeah.
Farquharson.
Farquharson, yeah. But her first name is Lily, right? And out of anything I did, I said, can you please welcome Lizzie Postlethwaite? And she's like, you got my surname right. I went, but
that's all I practiced.
Yeah, it's on an iPad. Can't change it. It's on an iPad. Can't do anything. They're like, you're playing Candy Crush. It's on the iPad.
iPad.
It's on the iPad.
I kept getting notifications for different games. Yeah, from someone.
Did the big question, because we talked Keys to the City.
Wasn't a surprise. No, they knew about it.
Okay, good, because you gave that away on air.
Do they get a key
Did they get a key each, or do they have one key to share between them?
It was actually pretty cool. There was one big key framed.
The one with chocolate
in it. That's framed, and that... The whole team gets. But then they got their individual, and it was on this big frame glass, and it had the big certificate that had a printout of the key. Right.
So you don't smash that and put it on your car keys. You keep it in the frame and put it on the wall?
Mm. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
God, Lizzie must have been really happy. was Lizzie impressed?
I was like, where can I stuff up the easiest name?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
27th brings the super full pink moon.
I got a bit excited, and you can't tell me you didn't notice the moon.
No, it's huge.
Huge. It's a super moon. And this is a pink moon, apparently. Super moon is quite rare, and I think we're getting a couple of them quickly.
Get two in a week.
Yeah.
And one of them's pink.
But what do they mean? I have no idea. But astrologer Rose Smith joins us this morning. Rose, good morning. What does a super moon mean?
What does it mean? Mm-hmm. It's basically when the moon comes closer to the Earth than what it normally does. So we usually have a supermoon every 12 to 14 months, but this year we've got two, so we're doubly fortunate.
Is it that thing, you know, when everyone goes, like I used to DJ in nightclubs, Rose, back in my cooler days, and every time you get there and you'd set up to do your set, the security guards would all do the same warning. Careful, everyone. Full moon.
They do that in the hospitals, don't they? Yeah.
It's going to go down tonight. It's going to go on. So does it actually send people crazy? Is it, and why does it do that?
Oh, right. Well, it doesn't make people do anything. People choose to do what they do. But what it does do is it sort of, if you think of it, it influences people to allow energies to come out that have been repressed.
Okay.
Deep down in their bodies. So the energy to be crazy is always there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of being human. But when the moon is full and it comes closer, it operates, if you like, on our subconscious. And so these things come out and, you know, and it's a well-known fact. Everybody in emergency services and organisations know that there could be trouble on a full moon more so than usual.
Because I guess we're just full of water and it does affect the tides, doesn't it, the moon? So without being all like all spiritual, I guess, it does scientifically have an effect on a lot of things in the world.
Oh, absolutely. And we are 70% of water or something like that. And look what it does to the tides.
Mm.
So at the very least, you know, you're probably feeling a bit stressed, especially if you're a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. It's probably affecting you more because you've already got a lot of emotion there. So those signs are likely to be the most emotional.
Plus werewolves everywhere.
Yeah, all the werewolves are definitely affected.
You don't need to answer that seriously, Rose. Okay, you really don't. So it is officially tonight. What star signs, you just mentioned some of the water star signs are going to be affected. Who, I guess, is going to benefit most from this full moon?
I guess the fire signs, because the water gives them, you know, the balance to their fiery emotions. So Aries, Leo and Sagittarius are probably looking more fortunate.
Maddie comes
up and it won't be dealt with in such a fiery, passionate way.
What is Gemini? What star sign is that?
Gemini is an air sign. So we're sort of intermediate Gemini, Libra and Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Air signs. We can still get upset because water and air, the air can whip the water into a frenzy, you know, and you get like large waves. So it can still be turbulent.
What would you say, just say there's someone listening right now and they're thinking, today's the day I'm going to ring my partner. I'm going to break up with them. I've been thinking about it, but I'm feeling like today's the day. Do they go for it or do they just sit tight, wait for the big old super pink moon to chill off and then make a decision on it?
Yeah, good question.
Rose says good question. It's a good question.
You love a breakup story.
I do.
Just my personal opinion, it's not a good time to be making really important decisions if you can possibly put them off. I mean, if you're going to break up with somebody, what does it matter if you wait a couple more days and just do it with a clear head without having all conscious things coming up and then you have to deal with those and a breakup.
See, I've just saved a family there, haven't I, Rose?
Only a couple of days. You've only delayed the inevitable, really.
Delayed the pain.
Well, you're making the decision with a clear head.
Yeah. So what is it we're supposed to do? Are we supposed to get everything in line? Like, are we just supposed to sit tight on all decisions at the moment?
Yeah, I need to know whether I have Thai or Italian tonight. So
you're not taking this seriously, do you?
No, I am. So.
Decisions of consequence. If there's no reason to make it today, I wouldn't make it today.
So don't get takeaway, Maddie. Right.
Don't get takeaway.
God damn. But isn't there going to be another super moon, like Stav was saying, quite close?
Recent after this one.
Yes, yeah, there's another one coming up. And in May, there's a lot happening in May in the heavens. So there's Mercury going retrograde, which can result in miscommunications. That's at the end of the month. Pluto, that's another thing. Pluto is going retrograde today.
Right.
And Pluto is about birth, death, and rebirth. And it could be that somebody from the past comes back. When Pluto and Mercury both go retrograde together, at the end of next month, it could be that somebody from the past comes back, because it is about rebirth. Or you go back to an old job you used to do, or an old hobby that you haven't done for years because you've been too busy or whatever, you know.
Right. You guys are planning a party, so.
We are. Mm-hmm. We're planning Abby's 40th birthday.
Thai takeaway.
Oh, this is going to be good. I feel like this super pink moon actually is going to be the best thing for us. Thank you, Rose Smith. We really appreciate it this morning.
No worries. Have a good day.
And thank you. Too. Thank
check
you,
out your website, absolutesoulsecrets.com. It's Stav, Abby and Matt here at B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks for 10 grand tomorrow morning, the 28th of April. Your answers are
Garfield, great cartoon, and ginger beer.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I'm teaching you how to slide into DM.
Look him up on Instagram. Like
Instagram.
Why don't you message him on Instagram? And I was like, no.
That's how people are finding love these days.
Is that?
Yeah, the amount of people that have found each other on Instagram through the DMs. They're not proud enough to say it with a photo, but the DM like, oh, you're cute.
Mm.
Yeah, so you can send just like a fire emoji on the DM too to a like someone's story.
Is that what you're doing? Because we found out that you've been doing it quite a bit.
I've been sliding into people's DMs, yes. And not the people that you might think. Not influencers and bikini models. People that I admire. I'm surprised to find out that you do
this
too.
You don't admire people in bikinis?
Sure, if they're doing great work for the community.
He admires them for their talents.
Do you know what I mean, though? It's not like, I'm not sending a fire emoji to Emily Wojtkowski.
No, you're sending them to people that we don't know.
So this was the best one.
Supposed to be celebrities.
It started with this story, because he, you know, you obviously had a few vinos.
No, I hadn't.
Oh, hadn't you? No. Okay, that makes it worse. And then you shot off a message to a celebrity, a hero of yours, hoping for a response.
Sorry to bother you, Kermit. But I just wanted to say that a lot of what I've achieved in my life is because of you. I've interviewed Grosvenor and Cookie Monster and Elmo and Abby Cadabby, and they all say that you're a lovely frog. Hope it's easier being green.
They smash his phone right now and call his carer.
Call his carer.
Has Kermit responded?
No. No, he hasn't. I mean, he's very busy. He's got a lot of followers.
Who's the person that controls him?
Kermit controls himself. Well, if anyone, it'd be Miss Piggy, I guess.
Yeah, so. She'd know his phone code.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they officially together?
Oh, on again, off again.
Yeah, right. So no. we said to you.
He doesn't like Married at First Sight, but he'll follow them.
Yeah.
If they had a kid, what would come out?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah.
All right, so we said to you, because this is a regular thing for you, we want a weekly report on who you've DM'd.
Yes, okay, yes.
And you
challenged me. You said make sure it's people we know this time.
Well, it's just sometimes it's directors, and you're like, they're a big director, and we're like, yeah, but they've only got like 1,000 followers.
Mm. Yes.
We need a bit more.
Okay, so I did do that. But in keeping with it, I didn't want to just like, I'm not going to text like, the Kardashians or people. Like, they might have a lot of followers, but I still have to like them.
They have to mean something to you.
Yes. So before we get going, if you want to throw some names and see if you can you guess any?
Well, you would. What's the actor he always likes? Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
He's not on Instagram, otherwise I would.
Oh, that's right.
Stefan, Brisbane's most famous hairstylist.
Katrina Roundtree, you've always loved. She's on Instagram.
Yeah. No, yeah. Haven't done that one. No. Yeah. Okay. So the first one was this person. If you build, you will come. Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah.
Is he on Instagram?
Yes, he is. And
did you tell him how love you love The Postman?
I watched Dancing
with... I do like
The
Postman.
Is it Dancing with Wolves?
Yeah, Dancing with Wolves.
I watched that 3 times.
I said, I know you must get this a lot, but I wanted to say thank you very much for Field of Dreams. I watch it at least every 6 months. Such a beautiful, perfect film. Thank you, sir.
And he wrote...
He didn't get back to me.
Did he see it?
Let me see. Yes, he did.
What?
You son of a bitch.
Oh, you never seen
did
it.
He see it?
No. I don't know how you tell it.
Okay. It says scene.
Does it? Well, no. I didn't know that.
It's code word for they've looked at it.
Right. Okay, this one I'll that.
Hootie.
Yeah, Darius Rucker, lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish. Yes.
I liked your one single.
Shut
I play it nonstop. I know you've come up with another album, but we'll never play it.
Hey, Darius, just wanted to say thank you for all the great music. Huge fan for over 20 years now. Thank you, sir.
And?
He didn't get back to me.
Oh. Has he seen it? Oh, it says scene.
Nah, he hasn't seen it.
Okay.
They're very busy
You're
people.
Not as creepy with these as you were with Kermit.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think I was creepy with Kermit. Thank you very much.
He's creepier when he tries not to be.
All right.
Here's a curveball for you. Another singer. I don't know if you even know that I'm a big fan of this guy, but this guy. I only whisper your
name. Is that Harry Connick Jr.?
It is Harry Connick
Jr. Yeah, no, yeah. I know you like him.
Hi, Harry. I just wanted to say thank you for all the music over the years. You were the first concert I went to 27 years ago. Thank you, sir.
He's not going to reply to that. You're making him feel old.
Yeah, you need to make it sound a bit more...
Make a wish?
No, just... that's like a backhanded compliment.
Why? Hey, I'm saying I've been a fan for this many years.
27 years ago.
You're reminding him of how old he is.
Yeah, you got to give something a bit
more. Oh, I didn't know I needed to have tips on how to write these messages, guys. I just sent them out to the ether and hoped that people got back to me, and no one has. This guy, he's a massive, and he's got lots of followers, and you would know him and you would like him. This guy.
I am Iron Man.
Who is that?
Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, he said, I am Iron Man.
Fantastic, man.
Yes. I said, hey, Robert, just wanted to say thank you for all the great entertainment and memories you've made over the years. I cried like 7 times in Endgame. Thank you, sir.
But then there's my question. They're all just statements. I think you've got to do a bit more of a question. With Kermit, you asked a question, so there was a possibility they could get back to you. Those are just like, thank you.
So that makes them feel good. You need to, like when you message a chick, you need to like give them, they have to answer it.
Yeah.
That like, has to be a reason.
I have no idea
how. This is going forward, this is good to know.
Please respond so I know you've received this.
I'm doing this for my radio segment. Please get back to me.
With a girl, you'd say, "What? Tell me the day you are free." Because if you wrote, "Are you free this weekend?" She could be like, "Nah."
Good one.
So you got to lock them in.
Okay, well, going forward, that's all right. And this
Do you want to give your phone to Maddie? For you. And then he'll go on a date with them and they'll go, well, you're not really this.
He's huge on social media. Does a lot of stuff on there. He's got 37 million followers. This guy.
We're going to form a super duper.
They probably won't even make a 3.
Yeah, why would they? Stop it, 2. You killed it.
Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Deadpool. He hadn't got back to me either.
You said thank you, didn't you?
What'd you say?
I said, hey, Ryan, just wanted to say thank you. For all the joy you bring to the world. You are truly a hilarious individual. I can't wait to see Free Guy. Cheers, Stav.
No question.
I didn't know. You didn't say ask the celebrities questions.
I didn't know I had to give you any sort of game of what you need to talk about. I thought you might have something in the bank.
I got that message in my inbox, I would go, thank you so much. That's really nice of you.
There, he's got millions of followers. There's a big difference between you and Ryan Reynolds.
I thought this was a safe space.
Ask him his favourite brand of shoe or something.
Hey, mate, you know that gin? I'd like to know, what was your first inspiration for it? Or something a bit more.
No, it's naff.
Oh, yeah, you know, yours is very cool, man.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Zac Efron.
Full-time resident in the Byron Bay area.
Moving to Byron Bay.
Yes, it was a love story, wasn't it, between Zac Efron and Vanessa, who he met at the corner shop where she was working at. That's what it's called down in Byron Bay.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa Valadares from Byron Bay used to waitress at Byron's General Store Cafe. In fact, it's rumoured that's where she met Zac.
But then they broke up. Look, it was a lovely year.
Yeah,
almost a full year. Mm. Maddie was like, we're concerned about it from the word go. He was like, no, she's going to get heartbroken.
He was never going to live here. My concern just was she got swept up with the superstar.
She had fun for a year.
Yeah, but if she falls in love and then he has to go home and he says this is not going to work on long distance and she can't go. It's
better to have loved and lost than never have loved at all. Plus, her Instagram followers have gone from like 1,000 to 95,000. So, modeling.
I mean,
don't be sad that it's ended. Be happy that it happened.
I'm just saying. And my fatherly instincts.
Do you have any more Hallmark cards?
Just sort of said, love, just be careful. All right? Protect your heart. Protect your heart.
You're going to be that dad. Fantastic. Yes. But there is so many now, I guess, focus on why they broke up. Mm. And it is a bit annoying when people go, do you want the details of how they broke up? Now, it's always a source.
Mm.
So we don't know exactly what happened.
A source close to the couple.
A source close to the happen. That apparently Zac Efron had to break up with her. Because he's too busy.
I knew it. Told you, love. Told you, darling.
Because Dad, I don't need that right now.
He's got filming commitments and he doesn't want to pay for a house that he's not going to live in because he's travelling all over the place and he's just too busy. And he is too busy. But you're annoyed about the excuse and I'm saying you, there is never, ever a correct way to tell people that you want to break up with them. No, you have to give some sort of excuse and it's a dumb one every time.
I'm too busy is just, it's a nothing.
Because what's a better one? Like, sometimes you are too busy. What you're saying is,
just be honest.
I'm too busy for this crap.
I don't, just be honest and say, I was never in it. I never saw it going that serious.
No, you can't
serious.
Say that.
No.
Because then all the times that you said, I love you in the previous year mean nothing.
At least it's the truth. Because
you're
this
just
is
say
the
I've
thing.
Changed my mind then.
Or say you change your mind. Be honest. To say, I'm too busy.
Mm.
Everyone knows that when you get into a proper relationship, it gets busier. You add children, you spend more time together, all that. That's pretty much just saying, I can't be bothered anymore.
You've got to read between the lines.
Yes, and it says, I can't be bothered anymore.
I think he's busy. I mean, you look at it, he's in a different sort of vocation where being busy for him means he has to go to Mallorca and shoot a film for 6 months.
See, I disagree. He's rich enough and famous enough. He's got staff. He's not like us. He doesn't pay his own bills.
Get his staff to sleep with him while he's away.
No. He doesn't have to do day-to-day life. He's not mowing lawns. He's not doing any of the menial.
He's
got more time than anyone else in the world.
But he doesn't want to have her like a little puppy dog following around to set. You know?
What, because there's other chicks there that he wants to bounce around
with? No, his life was just suited here. You know, you've got to stop taking it so personally. Have you been told a bad excuse of why you've been broken up with?
Esther's the only real girlfriend I've ever had. Of course I've never been given another excuse. I'm not taking it personally. I'm just saying it's weak, Zach. It's weak to say I'm too busy.
Okay. You better be churning out some movies in the next 6 months, I tell you.
Imagine that. And I hope we don't have to interview him for any of them. Okay, so I was going to say to you, what excuse have you been given? But I reckon you've given
well, I've only
excuses.
Had one person break up with me, and that was Scotty. He said they didn't love me anymore, and I was like, God damn it, I'm going to marry you. So that was good. I've given excuses of too busy. I said to one person that I just wasn't having fun, and they're like, what do you mean? We're having fun. That was fun. And then every time we're like, he's like, just give me another week and we'll have fun. And it was the most high-pressured fun I've ever had.
Would he take you to Dream World?
And then I said to someone, you're too needy, just like maybe just not call me for a while. And then after a week, he's like, how are you going? I didn't call you. I was like, no.
I made it the week. Let's play Monopoly. That's
so
always
I'm saying
fun.
Is I don't ever think there's a right.
I would love to know on 13, 10, 60, the most pathetic breakup excuse you've been given. Because too busy is just, that's a cop-out.
My dog doesn't like you.
Oh, no. You reckon? Is that
someone,
a thing?
Yeah. Someone would have been given
Yeah. If the dog doesn't like you, it's not going to happen.
13, 10, 60. What is the most pathetic excuse that someone's broken up with you?
Or I'll take, what have you given?
Amy in Greenslopes.
You know, I would accept I'm too busy, but I was told that he didn't like my tattoo and he would pay to have it removed and then I'd be the perfect girl.
Oh.
But when did he see that? I mean, he was dating you for a while when he saw that tattoo and he was okay with it.
Well, I guess, yeah, he knew the tattoo was there and we were dating for a while, but he wouldn't officially say that we were dating until I had my tattoo removed. But I'd met his parents and everything like that.
Was it the name of your ex-boyfriend?
Very common. It's a Chris.
Oh, it was?
Oh, it was.
It was a Chris.
Oh,
yeah. It was a Chris.
Oh, okay. See, now we're torn because I'm not sure. See, Esther's...
Where is the tattoo, Amy? Yeah.
Sorry, what was
where
that?
Is it?
Well, look, it is a tram stamp. It is on my lower back. So it is a bit trashy, but I mean, you know, I can't see it, so it didn't bother me.
Yeah,
you're like, you know what? I'm going to go and find another Chris. Make this work.
Thank you, Amy. Kate, we're on the downs. Hey, the most pathetic breakup excuse.
That I put on weight. I weighed 60 kilos and I put 5 kilos on.
Oh. Well,
oh.
That's okay.
And he just said, no, that's it.
Yep, after 18 months.
Wow.
And where did you bury the body, Kate?
Not telling.
I love it when you should have just gone, oh, finally. Well, I've got to give you a list of all things you need to work on.
Oh, yeah. All right. Michaela, Zac Efron said that he's too busy for a girlfriend. What's the pathetic excuse you got?
I got the excuse of I am working on myself.
It's very vague, isn't it?
And you'll be doing that for a while, champ.
Yes, well, he tended to do that when he was seeing another girl as well.
Right. Working on himself for others, yeah.
Seems like the more pathetic the excuse, the more convoluted the story is.
Yeah.
But, exactly.
Right.
Well, because I don't want to tell the truth.
What does working on myself mean? Like, I've got to go to the gym more? Like, I mean,
Who knows?
Reflection.
Yeah, but you don't sit there in a room just going, I haven't got time for a relationship. I'm just going to sit and think about things. Mm.
Well, it's never a real excuse, is it?
Mm.
Justine, you're on the air. Most pathetic breakup excuse.
Well, my partner ended up breaking up with me because he was going on 6 weeks holidays from work.
How does that work?
I found out he was seeing another girl on the side and didn't want me to find out.
Right.
Spend that time with her.
Right, but then he said, hey, I'm going on holidays from work and pretty much everything that I do.
It's pretty much, he said, I don't love you, about a week before he finished for those 6 weeks holidays.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and now we're back together and expecting our third child.
Oh, so that took a turn.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right, okay.
And everything's good now. So what you're saying is there's hope for Zach?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm glad that you came in quick with that because I was about to just tear that dude apart.
What a scumbag. And then, whoop.
He was, but now he's a changed man, and congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Great long weekend. Mm. And another one on the way, which is so exciting.
There's a plethora.
I headed up to Gladstone, my old hometown, for my baby cousin's wedding. So she's the youngest out of all of us.
When you say baby cousin, that's so funny because you're always going to remember her as that.
That's right. I mean, she's 28 now.
Yep.
So not a baby. But it was a great day.
Is she the cousin?
No.
Gotta find them, don't we?
Yeah. He dated his cousin if he just joined in the show.
Yeah.
Every, whatever.
Maddie did. Just because sometimes people get your voices confused.
Yeah. Anyway, let's just move
Maddie
on.
Maddie Acton. And also another Acton.
You don't ignore them, everyone. Listen to me.
Was she there? Have been, no, she couldn't have been another Acton because remember, he didn't know
he
when
didn't
they went
know.
To school.
You would know. That would be a giveaway.
And he was like, wait, that's a bit weird.
That's weird. Hey, you wouldn't have to change it when you get married.
Sorry. Done? When you're ready.
I don't know.
Leave me
you might come up.
Okay, so back over here. Back here now, everyone.
Okay.
Back in the room.
Back in the room. So we're there having a good old time at the wedding, right? And it was a stand-up wedding, so there was plates of food going around. It wasn't sit down at the table.
Mm-hmm. You've got to make eyes with the waiter. God, you got to make friends with them because sometimes when you really want that pie and then they go around to somewhere else, I get panicked.
Yeah, lovely food. And you know me. I love to eat.
You do love to eat.
And I stress that I'm going to miss out on food or whatever. So we were sitting down at a table because there was a couple, there was just like three tables there. We were sitting down chatting, me, my wife, my cousin and my sister were sitting there. And then I get a phone call and I ignored it. It rings again. So I go out the front because I can't hear. The music's too loud.
Mm.
And there's a huge commotion going on at home. You know the guy across the street who hates me?
Yes, the grumpy old man across the road.
He has bought a new car and he went backed out of his driveway and hit the accelerator too hard, went straight out across the road and has flipped the car into the house across the road.
Not from yours?
Home. No, flipped his car.
He should have been driving, should he?
Well, I don't know. He's been always drives.
Yeah. Oh, has he? Okay.
He had a big white car and then bought himself a new one. Now, I didn't only knew about it because I was getting phone calls because, you know, the community pages, you know, around town, it was all getting updated that it was our street.
Is he okay?
He is fine, luckily, yes. When I told Esther about it, she said, is he okay? And said, I didn't ask. But that was, there's no bad blood. There's no bad blood between us anymore. But
he just hates you.
He hates me. I like him.
Mm.
But so
brake lines can get cut.
Yeah, that's right. He's all fine, but there's all that commotion going on.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to work out because everyone thinks, you know, is.
Might have been in your house.
Yeah, is something at my house. Mm. What's going on?
I want to check where you were at the time of the accident to make sure that you weren't in the proximity.
Exactly. So I said, all is good. Don't stress everyone. He's okay. But while I was on that phone call, I come back into the wedding.
Oh, no.
No one is sitting at the table that I was sitting at.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, they must have gone to the bar or something. So I sat myself down and there was a whole platter.
Oh, they've left it at the
of
table.
Chicken wraps there.
Mm.
And I was like, awesome. Esther's obviously gone, Matt's going to want some chicken wraps. So I'll leave them here for him. He'll be back in a minute. She's gone to get me a beer.
Mm.
God, I love that woman.
Mm. Mm.
She got me not just one, but the whole platter. So I've sat down in my little navy suit, all like rolled up my sleeves, grabbed the little napkin, ready to wipe away the mayonnaise, and I've gone one chicken wrap, nom 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 nom, two chicken wrap, nom 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 nom, halfway through third chicken wrap, when someone runs over and goes, "Are you in the bridal party?" And I said, "No." And they said, "That's their food."
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, it was just sitting here.
Sitting there.
And they said, "That's the bridal table." Yep. And I said, "I was sitting here before." And they said, "Well, you shouldn't have been."
And then so they'd moved everyone else off.
Yes.
And then put down the...
But Esther didn't think to come and let me know. They were sitting a couple of tables away. No one bothered to come and stop me and say, "That's no longer our table." And they were all pissing themselves laughing. I'm like, this is not funny. It was up to you guys to let me know. I've been checking on this. There's police cars. Mm. And
that's not your fault.
No.
I've done it at a table before and I ate the meal entirely, and I thought that's good, it's come out first. And then someone came out and says, "Does anyone know where my dietary meal came?"
Hey.
And I never confessed at all. Mm. They went back, and then the waiter was like, "No, I think it'd come out," and I didn't say anything.
I did it once at I was at the movies, and there was a whole platter at in the foyer. There was a whole platter of food, and I was just munging away on that. I was like, "This is great."
You just get excited, don't you?
And I'm like, "That's for the function that you're not invited to. It's Chicks in the Flicks, mate."
To make it worse, I was halfway through, and when
you couldn't put that back, could
I
you?
Did. It was just my natural reaction.
I put it down.
I was like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." Walked up. She goes, "Well, take it now. They don't want that."
So someone in the bridal party didn't get their food.
Yeah, but he's...
I'm not sure. I ran away. Stab Abby and Matt.
B105 Brisbane traffic.
My Pay Now. Nobody likes waiting, so why wait for your pay? Download the app to get started. T's and C's apply.
A big truck got stuck under a rail crossing on Oxley Road, and that's...
Stab Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stab Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
There's nothing worse than paying too much for something, is it?
Nah.
You know, you just like, "Oh, what?" Mm. So I got an Uber on Friday night and went from my home into the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and you're just sitting there on your phone, and I saw like the receipt come through, and I don't normally open it. Open the receipt. Cost me $85.
Wow.
To go.
Surgeon, was it?
Surge. That's not a surge. That's an outrage. And I told him as such. But you know how you can't, there's no email to reply back to. You've got to go into that help section.
Mm.
I found them. I explained, "That's ridiculous." They're like, "You accepted the charges." I was like, "Well, I wouldn't accept the charge." It doesn't have the surge thing anymore. It just has the amount when you book it.
Oh.
So it didn't actually say that it was surge. It just had the little amount. And I thought it must have been in credit, $80. I thought, that's weird. I must be in credit, $80. No worries. I'll press it. So then I just booked it. No.
Did they give you a bit of a refundo?
I had time to write back to them many times over the weekend. This morning, they saw the error in their way.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and refunded it.
The whole thing?
That's ridiculous. No.
Right.
Like, because the trip normally cost me $22.
Mm.
Yeah. Who would say yes to a trip that much?
Drunk people.
Yeah, people just pay it.
Yeah, you're right. I wasn't drinking.
Mm.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Mine's on behalf of an Uber driver.
Mm.
Didn't quite make as much money as they thought they did.
It was very nice. Now I think about it, it was very, very nice.
Thanks.
Oh, would he get
but
it?
No, thanks.
Wouldn't they just cover it for him?
Oh, you'd think so, mate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Surely.
Yeah.
Surely.
Are you lazy, lazy? Thanks, but no thanks, man.
No, I'm saving my one for today, for tomorrow.
Now, we all remember Friday or Thursday last when we did this, I forgot mine.
And you had a bit of an issue with your mind.
And then I remembered it.
And we said, it was going to be worth it. It was going to be amazing.
Yes.
So,
strap yourself in.
It's worthwhile, guys. This is the funniest thanks but no thanks you're ever going to hear.
Here it comes.
The one to finish all.
You know, it's kind of great that we're heading towards a cashless society. You know, it's convenient. Tappity tap tap. Don't have spare change lying around. Can't lose your notes. But you know the one area of life that it's really annoying? I bought me a crossword scratchet, and there is nothing that takes that little thing off better than a 5-cent coin, but you don't have them anymore.
Keys are not too bad.
Keys don't work. They go through.
Sorry.
Keys don't work.
What about your nail?
No, nails don't work. No, nothing
spoon?
Works.
Teaspoon?
Oh, spoon's good.
Bottle top.
Yeah. So I know what you're saying. It just glides.
It's like it was made for it. Like it was made. Even a 10-cent coin doesn't do it as well as the 5-center. So spare a thought for that when next you tap and go.
there might be something in it for the scratchy
Maybe
company.
Maybe there'll just be a peelback one now.
Ooh, well, we should invent like a little...
Aldi's got the key on your key ring and the coin on the key ring for the trolley, like instant scratch it you can buy.
Mm.
For bad. Something I reckon they'll change the scratchiness. I think it's easier now to do with your thumb. I reckon it's changed over the years.
What is it made out of, that little stuff on the top there?
It's fun, isn't it?
I'd also like to say... Worth the wait, wasn't it?
It's not bad. It
give it to him. Yep. I mean, I'd forgotten about it, but now I've got it. I'm happy.
Thanks.
I want to know what it's made of.
But no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
There we go. That's the potty. Have a great one, guys. Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.